This is HPR episode 1816 entitled, Visualizing HPR Tags. It is hosted by Dave Morris and is about 9 minutes long. The summary is, using GraphViz to visualize the tags on HPR episodes.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello everyone, this is Dave Morris. Today I'm going to do a different type of show from the way I normally do things. Content might be a bit different, certainly the way I do it is a bit different. I'm just trying to do this in a pretty much off-the-cuff way. I thought I'd share with you a thing I've been playing around with. I came up with the idea yesterday and put together some software to make my idea real. The idea is based around the HPR database. In the database, there is an entry per show, not too surprisingly. And in this entry, in this row in the database, one of the things that's stored there is a list of tags. You'll be aware, hopefully, that you are asked to provide some tags when you submit a show these days. I think this is a relatively recent invention. Ken would remind me, but I haven't asked him. Within the past year or so, the tags came along. We're not doing much with them at the moment, but we're thinking of using them to give more information about shows in general. Anyway, there's this list of tags, and I was looking at them. We really need to populate them, and that means we could do with crowdsourcing this amongst the HPR community, asking people to select a show, look at it, or listen to it more is the point, and come back with a set of tags which we can then add to the database. One of the things about adding tags though is quite useful to know what tags exist. We need to do some sort of standardization anyway. So I thought what I would do is try and analyze what we have at the moment with a view to just get my head around what we could do in the future. So what I thought I'd do would be to make a graphical representation of the tags in the shows that have tags at the moment, which is not very many. Back in the day when I was at work, I used to mess around with the package called GraphViz. There'll be a link in the show notes to this. It's still going strong. In fact, it's developing, has developed quite a lot from the way I knew it. GraphViz is a package which lets you define items, whatever they are, nodes in the parlance, which are words or structures or whatever, and then join them together in various ways. So you define, here's a node, here's its name, here's what I'd like you to label it, various things about its color and how you want it drawn and things like that. And then you then say, I want to create an edge, where an edge is a line between one node and another. So the way I decided to do this was to write a Perl script. Of course, in Perl there's an interface to this GraphViz package. And what I'm actually doing is I'm going through the database, finding all records which contain tags. And then I'm returning the show number, the title of the show, and the list of tags. Then in my script, and the script will be available in the show notes, in the script I'm parsing out the tag list, separating them out by commas, and I'm building a structure where it's indexed by tag, and attached to each tag is a list of all the shows that have that tag. So having built this structure, which is meant to represent the sort of picture I want, I'm then using GraphViz to simply walk through this thing, through the tags in a sorted order. I don't think it actually matters because GraphViz has a bit of a mind of its own. I'm walking through the tags anyway, and for each tag I create a node with a label of the tag. So you'll see this in the notes as to how this turns out. And then I'm walking through the list of IDs associated with that tag and making nodes from them. Each ID, I'm turning it into the string HPR followed by a four-digit number, then the title of the show on a new line, and it's in a box with a green border. And then I'm doing an add edge is the call you need to do to make a link between the tag box, it's actually an oval in the current iteration, and the show number, show name, show title box. And once that's all been done, and there's something like, check my list, we've got 727 tags and 303 shows with those tags. So that's a pretty small number in comparison to the number of shows, which is in the 1800s now, as you probably know. Then I run the GraphViz application to make it produce the output. And what it does, it's creating an SVG file, which you can then look at in the browser. And I'm putting this in my show notes so that you can gaze at this. It's pretty big, and it's not anything very beautiful, but it is interesting, very least. Anyway, I find it interesting. You might too as well. So just looking at it at the moment and how it's laid out, I've made it do the tags in red ovals on the left and the show details on the right in green boxes, as I said. And then there are arrows. So for example, at the top of the display at the moment, I've got teachers as a tag and tutorials as a tag, and they're pointing at show 1735, which is entitled Free Tutorials for Teachers. So that's actually quite simple. It's only got two tags. If you scroll further down, and it's a long scroll to get to the end of it, you start to see things like, well, if you look for the word Linux, and there's no way of searching in this, but it's more of an exercise in showing what's in there, I think. I'm not sure this would ever be a practical thing. This isn't the way to produce tag clouds and that type of thing, but I thought it was an amusing thing, and I thought you might be interested in it. Let's find one. See, I've got HPR Live as a tag, and it's pointing at shows 1411 and 1413, which are OMRIP Live shows that Nido did, if I remember rightly. So I hope that if you looked at this, and I look at this one when I come to do a show, this one in particular, there'll be a bit more of a clue as to what sort of tags are out there and what people are doing with them. And I hoped it might generate a bit of discussion about using tags and get people enthusiastic about adding some to shows. So as you scroll way down this list and you start to find that things get pretty tangled. Dan, I'm not quite sure how it's all ordered these. It's GraphViz has made its own decision about how this is to be done. But you start to find that the plate of spaghetti problem starts to manifest big time. And so, for example, if you find Android, I think there's only about three links from Android to stuff. But the way the thing has optimized it, you can't actually follow the lines from that at all. And if you find Linux, a lot of shows have been tagged with Linux, then it's just ridiculous. It just goes into a revolting tangle. Now, if I understood GraphViz better, then there might be ways in which I could optimize this. I've been fiddling around with the attributes, and there's an enormous number of them. Not to any great success, to be honest with you, but it's something I'm going to mess around with a bit longer, just for my own amusement more than anything else. So, right, so the show notes will contain the script, which is not very big. It's only 200 lines long, and it will contain a bunch of links to things to do with GraphViz, and it's gonna, you should be able to find the latest SVG image from my experimentation. So hope you find that's interesting. Okay, bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.